It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Aaron Holiday. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Cal. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I couldn't be better.
Excellent. Well, you know, the time has finally come. I don't know how often you and I have chatted, but we're finally going to get a chance to see each other. The big show is coming to Melfort. Actually, you're taking this show, it looks like, all across Canada here, and you're on the road right now, aren't you?
That's right. We're on the road. We've been dodging snowstorms and cold weather, and yes. I finally get to come to Melfort, Saskatchewan. I'm very excited to come and finally meet you in person.
You bet. It's the Alan Jackson Experience is what the show is being billed as. And you and I have talked about your love for Alan Jackson, and this is a perfect way to show that, correct?
Absolutely. You know, I've been doing the Alan tribute for almost 30 years now, off and on, Cal. Mm-hmm. It's been quite a run. But being a traditional country music guy, I mean, there's not a better guy out there to pay tribute to. He's such a good man, a great songwriter, and, you know, I got fortunate enough somewhere in the genes to look a little bit like the guy, and you put all that together, it's quite a performance, actually.
It all falls into place, you bet. You're coming to our neck of the woods, Melfort, Prince Albert, and Whitecourt in April, I guess, is the
Yes,
month.
I am, and I couldn't be happier. I've got a couple more stops as well, but Melfort is the top of my list right now. I'm looking forward to that. I really appreciate everything you've done for me over the years for my career, either as the tribute and as a singer-songwriter. So, you know, it's going to be really good to get into town and meet you, hang out, maybe grab a coffee.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, you bet. We can do all of that. You bet. I mean, it's kind of a title that kind of explains itself, the Alan Jackson Experience, but what can we expect when we see you in on these shows?
I've been bringing a six-piece band, mm-hmm. so we've got steel guitar, fiddle, guitar, bass, drums, and myself on guitar. Mm-hmm. I don't pretend to be Alan Jackson. The looks kind of help. The sound is there. Mm-hmm. But it's more just, I mean, the people in Melfort probably haven't had Alan Jackson come to town.
Right.
So this is literally what it says. It's an experience. Mm-hmm. I try to put on a concert the same as Alan would. I mean, I've gone to see him half a dozen times now. Mm-hmm. And I just try to keep it as real as possible. And you know, the fans seem to love it. Mm-hmm. I love doing it. Mm-hmm. And obviously, after this many years, if I didn't, I wouldn't still be doing it.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good guy to emulate. And I can't say enough about the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost a bromance, but not really.
Not really. Just about. Have you ever had the chance to meet him?
I've been to, half a dozen mm-hmm. shows of mm-hmm. his, and no, I haven't met him yet.
Mm-hmm.
I did a dinner show before one of his concerts in Penticton a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And his cameraman came in, and it was a two-hour dinner show, and Alan's cameraman came in and filmed my entire two-hour show, and then went back to, you know, the tour bus, because Alan was playing in the building next door.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, It's pretty cool. He knows who I am, but we've never actually had the opportunity to sit down and meet. But we're always hopeful and still working towards that.
You bet. Well, I mean, and his Alan's catalog is pretty thick musically, I would imagine too. So how do you choose the songs that you're going to play?
I choose them based on what everybody seems to like, and myself included. I mean, he's got, you know, almost 40 number one hits and, you know, an endless amount of top tens.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of the times I'll be on Facebook and, you know, I'll ask people what they're looking to hear in the concert when we go there and try to build my set lists around that. But, I mean, there's always going to be the classics like Chattahoochee.
Mm-hmm.
The most asked for song I get is "Remember When,"
mm-hmm.
so that's always in the set. And "Wherever You in the World" style turning his 9/11 song.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, it's not all ballads. It's fun. It's upbeat, and it gives me the opportunity during the show as a Canadian singer songwriter to introduce a couple of my songs to let people know that I'm actually doing that as well as the tribute.
Well, for sure. For sure. So how is this this album of yours, as you said off the air, a COVID album?
Yes, it was. It was a collection of songs that actually Sharon and I were, you know, stuck at home in the Okanagan in BC for the first summer of COVID, basically. So we spent a lot of time just hanging out at the beach. It gave me lots of opportunity to write. So, you know, four or five of the songs on the album were ones that were written during 2020, the first summer. And the other songs that are on the album are ones that I've been holding on to in my catalog for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they're just a real personal thing. And when we recorded the album, I recorded it in a studio in Georgia, down in the States, and did the vocals here in Kelowna and back and forth, and learned a whole new digital way of recording music, which was crazy.
Yeah. I bet.
When I recorded it, I wanted to record something that was, you know, raw and real country, like, for me. Mm-hmm. And the songs that are on the album are real country. They're raw. I've taken the chance over and over again to push them to radio, and I get the same response from radio all the time. And no offense to radio, I understand where they're going, but it's too country and it's too raw.
Yeah.
I called it dirt country when I was doing the release for the album because it's dirt country. It's from the ground up. Mm-hmm. But it's still, I mean, I'm a traditional country guy. I wouldn't be doing Alan Jackson as a tribute if I wasn't. So my stuff reflects that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice. It makes it easy to tie my stuff in when I'm doing my tribute to Alan as a singer-songwriter. And, yeah, it's just been an awesome run.
It works. Good for you. Awesome, Aaron. How do we get a hold of you on social media then? What's the best way for that?
Best way, Facebook is my go-to. Aaron Holiday Music, that's my Facebook page. Or Aaron Holiday on my regular page. Everything gets posted there. And my website, aaronholidaymusic.com. So people can find me just about anywhere.
Perfect. And in Melfort and in PA and in Whitecourt as well. So
exactly. I'm so looking forward to all of those shows. And again, mostly looking forward to Melfort to get out there and meet you guys. And yeah, we're going to have a heck of a time.
Can't wait for it, Aaron. Thanks for the chat. Good luck with everything going on, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds great, Cal. All the best this year.
Aaron Holiday on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.